Good morning, Auroville. Today is Tuesday, 17th of January, and right now it's clear but chilly on 21 degrees Celsius, and the forecast for today is partly cloudy in the morning, then clear. Temperature range supposed to be from low 21 to high 26 degrees Celsius, and with the winds from north at 5 to 15 kilometers per hour, shifting to the easterly winds in the afternoon. Later on and in the evening, the forecast is partly cloudy, then mostly cloudy, with easterly winds at 5 to 20 kilometers per hour, shifting to north after midnight. Moon is today in the last quarter and 42% of it is illuminated. Today is the last day of Pongal, and at New Colors they will celebrate the second year celebration of Pongal Festival, and they are saying, let us all come together and be happy with the children. Everyone can participate in arts and crafts activities and in column drawing. The Auroville Cyclone Response Team shares some announcements about storing wood with us, which says the urgent cutting work is mostly completed, but the mammoth task of collecting the wood goes on. This is happening as quickly as possible, but it will take time. Therefore, all communities are asked for the time being to store their wood in two categories, branches and logs over 4 cm diameter and small branches and twigs. Also, they're asking us to make sure that there is a raked buffer around each pile to reduce the risk that fire might spread if one starts. The collection teams will pick up the material as soon as they can, but they're asking us to be patient. If, for security or space reason, a community absolutely cannot store the amount of material that has fallen, they can call help desk on 262-2250 and they will try to send a collection team to your community sooner. And about the labor rates, they are suggesting that now when the emergency phase is over, day labor rates should be reduced and stabilized. The rate that is currently being paid by Auroville clearing teams is between 250 to 350 rupees per day, including for chainsaw operators. Auroville provides the equipment and materials, including chainsaw when needed, and tea. If workers are hired by individuals or communities for more than this rate, reimbursement of expenses cannot be expected. If communities still have tree cutting to be done, they are asking you to contact the help desk so an Auroville cutting team can be arranged. If the job is one that has structures around and therefore might require ropes, please specify this when speaking with the help desk. And more, we all should be aware of fire hazards, because now that everything is becoming dry again, the risk of fire increases. In fact, there have already been several small fires in Auroville that have fortunately been quickly contained and put out. In order to minimize the fire hazard and potential damage in the case of fire, they request everyone to take adequate precautions, such as creating a raked, swept buffer zone between all buildings and any material that could burn next, having buckets of sand and water ready available. And definitely, public buildings, facilities, including schools, should have appropriate fire extinguisher as well. In addition to this, the fire department is being approached to see if there can be a fire truck on standby at one of the main access points of Auroville. Although the emergency phase of the cyclone aftermath is over, there is still much work to be done and more people are needed in the field. If you have some time and energy to offer, please contact the help desk. And Auroville Cyclone Response Team would like to close this announcement with a big thank you to our electrical service for their incredible efforts day after day, resulting in Pongal with power for most residents in and around Auroville. And I wish everybody happy Pongal. Gas service team wants to share an announcement on gas with us, which says that the gas service has been informed that due to limited supply of gas cylinders in general, each resident who has 2 cylinders at home will need to wait 35 days between each refill. Please use conservatively your supply of the subsidized gas cylinders during these times. Those who are having guests at their homes during these times are specially requested to only use commercial supply of gas cylinders for the bulk need, and work with the gas service team to help provide equitable distribution of subsidized gas to the resident as per the government regulations. And now to some culture announcements. On Thursday, between 5 to 6:30 p.m. at Swedam, we are invited to heart songs and dances guided by Upahar, who says, come, let's meet and connect in sheer celebration of life with chants of universal peace. And on Saturday, 21st of January at 5:30 p.m., Udavi School invites us to a Odissi Dance Festival to celebrate Anuben 86th anniversary, and they are happy to present a festival of dance by students of Kanchanana. Also on Saturday at 4:30 p.m. at Savitri Bhavan, Jyoti Kar will inaugurate presents, an exhibition, paintings and collages using pieces of dresses used by the mother. His work will be on display until 5th of February. On Sunday 22nd of January at 6 p.m. at Pitanga, the French Pavilion in Ciru present an exceptional concert of Marc Vella, who is a pianist, composer, writer and poet, and has been elected a peace artist by UNESCO and obtained the first prize for composition in Rome in 1999. He is regularly invited by United Nations, UNESCO, Olympia and the French Alliance. Marc Vella has decided to travel around the world with his piano. And now a short reminder from Resident Service, which says that all Auroviliens and newcomers have to fill up and sign in person arrival form within 24 hours of arrival in Auroville and departure form within 2 weeks before their departure from India. And also very important is that all Auroviliens hosting friends and guests have to fill up Form C with photocopy of passport and current visa. Every host has to check up carefully that the Form C is filled up correctly and that the duplicate copy is nicely readable. At Cinema Paradiso in Town Hall tonight at 8 p.m. we can laugh within the comedy series to a famous Mel Brooks Young Frankenstein made in USA in 1974. And tomorrow at the same time and place we can see A Death at a Funeral made in USA, Germany, UK and Netherlands in 2007 by director Frank Oz, and on Thursday well-known Woody Allen comedy Annie Hall made in USA in 1977. Any name, any form, any symbol, any offering has been held to be sufficient if there is a consecration along with it. For the divine knows himself in the heart of the seeker and accepts the sacrifice. But still the greater and wider the moving idea force behind the consecration, the better for the seeker. His attainment is likely to be fuller and more ample. Wrote Sri Aurobindo in the Synthesis of Yoga. Wish you all happy Pongal. And you can contact us on auroviliradio.org.